Good morning and happy Pride. My name is Jared Mummert, and my pronouns are he, him, his. And I'm grateful to have some time to share with you a bit about Pride and a bit about my personal story with you this morning. I'm still fairly new to UUCL, having only been attending since February, but I'm not new to Unitarian Universalism. I found UUism during my freshman year in college in 2012. And of course, you know, it's a natural time for exploration in one's life, being away from home and trying to find out who you are away from the comforts of the life that you've always known. And it's really not unlike when a queer person learns to accept themselves. It's that discovery of that little feeling that you couldn't quite explain for the longest time. And then you realize it. And then you try to understand what it means. You see, my journey to Unitarian Universalism is interconnected with my journey to accepting myself as the out and proud gay man that I am today. Religion, specifically Christianity, was a big part of my childhood. As a kid, I went to church every Sunday, and it wasn't begrudgingly, I wanted to be there. I loved waking up in the morning on Sunday and making the trek from our Maryland home to our church at the First United Methodist Church in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. And I loved the community there. I loved learning. I loved listening to the sermons and considering the lessons. I also loved nudging my grandmother awake when she would fall asleep during the sermons. And I felt loved. But of course, that isn't how it lasted. Things changed when I realized that I was gay, and I just couldn't hide it away anymore. I learned about the other side of my church. I learned what it felt like to be rebuked because I embraced my sin. And I was demeaned for it. I no longer felt the unconditional love of Jesus or my community. You can imagine the narratives that I was told, the ultimate one being that I needed to change. It's not too late. Change the errors of your ways, accept Christ back into your heart, and you will have salvation. Well, you can see how that went. I had the privilege last Sunday to volunteer at the UUCL booth at Loudon Pride. And it was a great time. I, of course, enjoyed being able to volunteer with fellow UUers and getting to know you all a bit better. And for those of you who haven't been to Pride, you can imagine all of the colors, of course, the colors of the rainbow. You can imagine the feeling of love and community. And at one point, you may have been able to imagine seeing a person in a blow-up pink unicorn outfit, because you never know what you're going to see at Pride. It is a beautiful space of individuality and connection. So as I was there and I diligently made the buttons and invited passersby to take the available candy and bubbles, I witnessed Reverend Alice offering glitter blessings. And for many, it was a special moment, but for some, it touched a raw part in them, and it brought them to tears. You see, glitter blessings sound fun and honestly pretty gay, but looking beyond the surface of it, what Reverend Alice was doing was immensely powerful. To have a person of faith, the reverend of a church, offer love and acceptance, validation, and a hug is so powerful. When others like her, People of faith, the leaders of a church, have told you that you are wrong for who you are, for how you identify, and who you love. In the queer community, we try to move past trauma, particularly religious trauma, through humor. At Pride, I saw a young girl, she couldn't have been more than 10, wearing a black shirt with a rainbow and clouds and the words imprinted on it, "See you in hell." Of course, my first reaction was to smile and laugh because it's a joke in our community, right? I'm right there with you. But then I had this feeling of sadness and sympathy. This young girl had already heard the narratives that I heard. She had already felt the pain of being told that she wasn't deserving, in this case, of everlasting life. And luckily, I found a faith where hell doesn't exist. After I came out, the first time I heard that I have inherent worth and dignity was sitting in a UU church. How many other LGBTQIA plus people still have yet to hear that message? And that's why we have Pride. It's why we have Pride Month. It's why we have a Pride service. Because too many people have yet to hear that message. Too many people are still reeling from the trauma of hate, from exclusionary religious practices. And too many people are made to feel less than because of who they are. And that's why I made my home in Unitarian Universalism. Last Sunday at the youth service, a message resonated with me that Buddhists have suffering and they have nirvana. For Christianity, there is sin and there is salvation. And UUs have separation. And then there is connection. I know from my experience that I cannot go it alone. I need community, my family, my friends, my queer community, and my UU community to support me. And I need to be there to support you, to foster a diverse community and connection to each other. And that's why I made this church, this congregation, my home. You see, every Sunday I show up and I hear the opening words that whoever you are, however you identify, whoever you love, that you are welcome here. And each time I hear that, it chisels a bit more at this wall that I and so many other queer people have built up when it comes to religion and faith. So I want to end by saying to all of you that whoever you are, wherever you come from, whoever you love, and however you identify, that you are seen as you are, that you are loved for who you are, and that you are welcome here.